going, Lee?
Now, this morning we're touching on AdBlue shortage. I'm unaware what AdBlue shortage is, and I'm sure you're going to elaborate further.
You and everyone else out there, mate, if anyone out there in radio land, if you know what AdBlue is, hold your hand up. I'm going to assume no one is, and if you are, stop it. You're looking a bit silly. But AdBlue is a urea-based additive that is used extensively in the transport industry. So basically any truck that carries vegetables, parts, machinery, all uses this AdBlue additive, and its sole purpose is to lower emissions and help vehicles run much cleaner. And I guess that's going to be good for the environment, and it's also good for fuel economy as well.
And I guess not only sounding awesome, but also keeping things cleaner and more economical.
That's right. That's only a good thing, Lee. So such a good thing it is that it's been mandated in most states that vehicles are not allowed on the road without using the AdBlue product. It's literally written into the computer that runs an engine. So, and that all sounds great, guess what though, except when it becomes unavailable. So urea is the primary ingredient of AdBlue, and this is where all the problems are coming from. And that's injected into the exhaust systems of trucks, which turns harmful nitrous oxides into nitrogen water. That's the basic principle of how AdBlue works. Now, 80% of that urea content came from China, who have, for a number of reasons, have decided to stop exporting it, hence the shortage.
Fair to say their reasoning is sort of sound?
Yeah, look, their reasoning is reasonably sound on this one, Lee. Their fertiliser costs for their farmers were getting too high. So withholding urea from export will drive the local fertiliser prices down. That's the whole supply and demand thing in action again. Also, to meet their emission reduction targets, they are targeting high-energy consuming industries, such as the production of urea, to help lower their CO2 numbers. So there's numerous reasons for it, but the long and short of it is there's no urea, so there's no AdBlue. Now, the problem with being no AdBlue available, or the rule changes not having to allow trucks to run without it, transport across Australia runs the risk of grinding to a halt. Now, that means no food on shelves. Basically, a complete interruption of all goods across Australia in some shape or form. I know Woolworths is really looking at it hard, and they're sort of in a bit of a panic at the moment. So, look, the great AdBlue famine of 2022 does sound a bit ridiculous, but here we are. So, but Lee, let's not dwell on that for too much for the moment, because that's a bit scary, and apparently we have enough supplies to last 5 weeks. And it's only really what we call an ECU reprogramming issue to sort of, well, literally 15 minutes on a laptop and you can get the trucks running again, and a rule change. But this is Australia, Lee, and common sense became extinct about 20 years ago, so who knows what will happen.
Let's go to the points of importance of energy independence.
That's right, and this is what this whole talk is about, is most of our fuel is imported, and at any given time we only have around 8 weeks of supply before we grind to a halt anyway. So the AdBlue issue is just a blip in the matrix.
Imagine a future, Adrian, where you can plug your car or ute into a solar system on your roof and use that energy to drive from, say, point A to point B.
That's right. Or imagine a future where your trucking fleet is ran by hydrogen or ammonia that has been split and processed from wind and solar farms. That shouldn't have to be left to our imagination, Lee. This should be the direction we're striving for. Every single thing we do has an energy input cost. At the moment, a lot of that energy is imported from overseas. Like, basically all our hydrocarbon fuels, like your petrol and diesel, is all from overseas. So by default, that has supply vulnerabilities. Or it's dug out of the ground and releasing carbon and methane into the atmosphere that was previously sequestered in the ground for millions of years. And that's causing havoc as well. All the scientific evidence points to the fact we need to be leaving this stuff in the ground.
Yeah, both Australia and especially here in Tasmania, well, we've got an abundance of renewable energy where we can just capture that energy.
That's right. We can capture that energy, Lee. We can put it to use and then let it go again. It never runs out. It has very minimal environmental impacts, but huge positive economic benefits. It's a no-brainer. I want the ability to drive my work ute, Lee, powered by the energy I've collected on my roof. So, you know, we're years away from having any real choice in electric vehicle products. I would like the country to drive towards electrification and hydrogen production, using our vast renewable energy resources for the common good and making us more independent.
So energy independence is something we can do for ourselves.
That's exactly right. So a number of customers are getting excited about our new Solar Edge Energy Hub, with it being ready to attach batteries to, so we install that energy and use it at night time, or charge an electric car. Most of the conversations we're having with clients these days show us how many are getting ready for that future. And that future involves collecting their own energy, storing it, and putting it to work. The Solar Edge Energy Hub products are walking out the door as they tick a lot of boxes on the client's energy independent wish list. It would just be nice, though, if we had a clear, defined national strategy instead of a wishy-washy spin and sidestep issues.
Yeah, until that time, I guess it's up to us as individuals to do all the heavy lifting.
That's right, mate. But it's not all bad news if we are doing heavy lifting, because if we do decide to take that journey, we do get lower power bills. We will eventually have lower transportation running costs. Our properties can be blackout-proof. Our lives can remain largely unaffected and insular from external events outside our control.
And you at DMS Energy, you're the North West Coast leading renewable energy and energy efficiency experts.
That's right. That's our jam, mate. We can get you on the path of energy independence. Just give us a call on 1300 502 599 or pop in and see us at 56 Sheffield Road in Sprayton.
On the web as well?
You certainly are. All the W's, dmsenergy.net.au, or have a look for us on Facebook. Just search for DMS Energy and we'll pop up in your feed.
And you travel right across the northwest, including into Circular Head. Adrian Luke from DMS Energy, thanks again for your time this morning. Have a great week, and we'll do more of the same again next Monday morning, a little after 8:30.
Thanks.